I've been drinking fucking White Claw since 3:30 this afternoon. I'm gonna say some shit.
Is this a Labor Day thing?
Yeah, it's a Labor Day.
Like, man has called me at 11.
Called him at 11. When I was like, am I going to crack a beer an hour later? And when I knew I had to collect Jack, I knew it was later. And so is growth.
The day. Yeah. I really started today expecting to get quite a lot done. And here I am.
I mean, you will do well, my bespeckled nerd friends, to get a word in edgewise during this entire proceeding.
I can imagine. Unlistenable. Thanks.
Quick question. One question, one warning. If we're getting feedback, let us know. I mean, feedback in the technical sense.
I think Manus's problem is that he hasn't been getting enough.
This is my thigh.
Oh, your accurate point hurts so very much.
And is our sound quality okay?
Yeah, quality's good.
Okay, yeah, nice one. Manus was sick of being.
Will I grab a
guns on display.
Oh yeah, man, he really jobbed you out there, Jack, with those massive guns.
That's life. That's what people say. You know, you're right now in April, and you know, next thing you're shot down in May. Fuck you, Frank. We did that way more than a stag party. That was a joke I did at one point. This is fun. I'll share to my notes. This is what a stand-up gig of mine would look like now. Because I wouldn't put in any more preparation, but instead of sifting through like a little fucking notebook, it would now be this.
And you'd have Jack on stage with you just for your own enjoyment.
We talked about this pre-show. The fact is, that's what I thought your role in my career was going to be. I was like, and James will be the guy who'll be there. He'll be the guy. the Andy Richter to my Conan, or the... whoever, you know, I just thought, but, and frankly, the reason why it didn't work is it's on you, pal.
I wasn't there enough.
You weren't enough
of a presence.
When Manus said he needed you to be there for him, he literally meant there.
At all times.
Physically there.
Wife be damned.
I didn't imagine a future in which we would live in separate houses, to be
honest. And not go to bed reading a big book together.
A big book, which we would read together. What we would do. I mean, it seemed like we were
I've seen enough Morecambe and Wise to know how this works.
That's the day I should have known that he was going to marry Alva when she was like, you can no longer do Valentine's Day together.
That was probably telling. Yeah. Now the real prime move would have been for not tell you that and just be like, oh, let's do a breakfast this year.
His first year with her, he was just like, I'm not doing Valentine's Day with you. We're doing it to me and Manus do that. That's what we do. His second year, I think he was like, Alva can come, right? And his third year was like, I don't want to be the one to tell you this, Manus, but somebody has to. Normal people don't do this.
Reactions would be insane.
This is you're a very needy man, and frankly, I'm sick of dealing with you. But hey, look at us now. We're all doing very well for ourselves.
We're all doing very well.
What is the beer of record this week?
It is Northern Monk and Stig Brigettes. It's Stig Brigettes. It's definitely pronounced another way, given how it's spelled. So Stig Brigettes.
If I've learned anything from watching that guy who was in Bruce Springsteen's band in that program where he's in Norway, you just sort of need to say it.
Steve Van Zandt, Lilyhammer.
There you go.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't know the Springsteen thing, but I'm not surprised that Jack did.
It was Netflix's first original series. It's a show that will go
down. That's true, yeah.
Original. The
Sopranos in space. I would absolutely watch the hell out of that.
Who would? Because who knows what way Bobby Bacala's fat folds would be made with zero gravity. I mean, I want to know, don't you? They don't tend to send them.
They don't send them.
They don't tend
don't
to,
tend to like send them.
A material.
I'll put it in the Patreon club.
Quick.
I'll put it in the Patreon club.
Quick question for the room before
we move on.
Just got a message. A quick question from Ricky. He's writing a murder mystery this week. And Nadine Coyle needs a motivation for having potentially murdered Louis Walsh.
Passport theft.
Yeah, I think passport theft is good.
Yeah, passport theft is good. Passport theft is good.
Forgery. But she, yeah, she was the right age the whole time.
Turned out she was 18. Take that, Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein
is a great name for a gorilla. Dublin Zoo called them fucking like very sensitive, like African names and stuff, because they want to like respect where they came from, but they're not using Jeffrey Epstein. So,
except for that one really bad ape.
A more profit driven zoo may decide that Jeffrey Epstein is the better name.
Jeffrey Epstein has died. We don't know how. There's no way to confirm how. But we do have Jeffrey Epstein that you can throw bananas at.
I watched the video, the Zapruder film, if you will, of Jeffrey Epstein killing himself. They say he hung himself, but if you've seen the video, you can clearly see from the grassy knoll that a CIA operative nutted him in the mush.
Yeah, very little trauma around the neck and very big trauma in the mush.
The mush was nutted. And let me tell you, if you didn't see that joke coming, you haven't been paying attention, much like Mr. F. Do you want to push the off button? Why am I telling you to do it? I probably have the remote. Hey, Jack, you want to push the off button? Sure. Richard Gere and Primal. That's not a good film that didn't age well. But hey, that's life.
Okay. Well, did it not age well? I still haven't seen it. I'm not going.
No, it didn't not age well in the way that like we say things didn't age. Like he didn't go in the middle of a good Primal Fear. No.
I really do feel like the gerbil thing really didn't made a lot of his movies not age well.
Yeah. I don't know. Now that it's 2021 and we're all into butt stuff, I feel like he just released the gerbil info too soon.
Isn't it agreed. Also clear that it didn't happen?
Yes, like very clear.
Like, shouldn't that rumor have not got past the does anyone do that stage? Because they don't.
But it's also the sort of weird thing that, like, there must be 100 of those rumors made up every day. It's just as weird. And just for some reason, that one in particular,
that one stuck.
Grew legs and stuck around.
Yes. I mean, what would you like? Just fucking Bayesian reasoning. What would a world in which that happened ever look like? Would it be pleasant? Would it be? I mean, like, okay, sometimes you look at a big dildo and you go, I could never fit that in my arse. It wouldn't be nice. But what you can imagine is a world in which you had spent your life training your arse to accommodate that dildo, and then once you had, nothing else would do. Like Rice Krispies,
yeah.
Once you've had
exactly like Rice Krispies. Okay. Whatever point you're making, Manus, I'm down with it.
Once you've snap, crackle, and popped, you just can't.
But like they don't go like if they declawed. No one who ever believed that rumor could have held a gerbil ever.
They're finicky and they're scratchy.
They bite, they scratch.
Yeah.
Do it in room 101, and that's something we can talk about. The program room 101.
I think we should.
I mean, we will.
Let's start
the episode. I mean, surely this is all in the episode. It's all gold.
I'm putting it in there anyway.
We've said Richard to the gerbil.
Why don't you smell it? I'll start it in a second. I'm here with the door open.
Okay, can you grab me a claw?
I'm going to grab you a claw. I might grab you two so we don't have to go. What do you want? Is there mango there? What do you want?
I'll take it whatever.
Okay. The correct answer is mango. Mango's the nice one.
Now, Manus had talked a lot of shit that mango hard seltzers in general were not good, but then we actually got a box we got all four flavors of Claw, and the mango I would say is quite nice. I would say they're all pretty much fine.
The worst one is the cherry.
You actually add
is the cherry. I'm drinking a cherry right now. Actually,
we got a mango hard seltzer and it's gross. If you remember.
Yes, we did. Yeah. But it was like Topo Chico or something.
Yeah, that wasn't. It was like a Copperberg seltzer or something.
Oh yeah,
weird. Yeah.
Natty lime, okay with y'all?
Natty lime.
We'll talk about the claws on the episode because there's not much more to talk about.
We can review claws. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we will be reviewing claws. Is what we'll be.
Let's do a full review of the Santa Claus.
Oh, my sister has texted. Can you please give me a lift? Yeah. Of course, I'll be up in 5 seconds because I'll be drunk.
Oh, you've been on the archway.
So it's fine. Here you get pulled over there by the red light, you start fucking sculling the archway. So that it's, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. Oh, this is my text messages, which is not something I want to read out on the program.
All pictures of tits.
From
weirdly from the sister and not the girlfriend.
A set is a set.
They don't include the face. You can tell yourself all the lies you need.
I feel about boobs the way I felt about comedy. As anyone who's ever been to my programs.
A set is a set.
A set is a set. You know what I mean?
Hey, 6 minutes, you get paid the same either way.
That's Billy Bob Thornton's line from Bad News Bears, the remake of Bad News Bears, you know, where this says, often a tie game is like, they say it's like kissing your sister, but we're pretty bad. So this tie is just like kissing your hot stepsister, you know. I like to think he wrote that his own self. And I believe it to be true. From our Dusty Sellers, I don't know about anti-racism, but I sure have met a lot of racist aunties. The final countdown.
And you know, having spent the day with Manners, or most of it, I can confirm that this was not written just before the show. So there's a backlog of these.
I have no intros for you, but I do have a second joke.
Excellent. We'll take it.
Okay, people like to shit on the tactics of older managers, but it's no surprise that they favor crosses and long balls.
That's good.
Yeah, very good.
I watched 2 Ireland games since we've last spoke. I mean,
oh man, they're like,
we just add an agenda item.
I mean, no. I mean, I don't need to. No, I already deleted the football show podcast that were discussing those games without listening to them. So I think that's what we would do if we talked about it. I worry about someone who doesn't do that. I really worry about someone who really does hate our program, but yet hasn't copped on that, like, what you need to do is just unsubscribe. I shouldn't be telling them about that option.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't.
There are other podcasts you can stop listening. No, I didn't mean that. Sorry, this is the only one, and this is the best you can get.
But hey, look, next week we're going to talk about cancel culture. It's going to be hilarious. What a comedy mine of gold. You boring idiots. I'm not saying there's not something to be discussed, but I don't care.
Unless I'm currently being cancelled. And I mean, sometime in the future, I might be. Who knows? I don't care.
As soon as it affects me, I will. You know that poem? I don't even remember if it was a poem. First they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak up.
Such a loose definition of poem.
And whatever it was, whatever. As soon as they couldn't rhyme, everything's a poem. Because it didn't matter if they rhymed, they're all poems.
This hour-long 4-person poem.
You ever read that poem, Ulysses? Boring. First they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak up because I was... Yeah, of course not.
Yeah. And then they stopped because they fixed everything, because all the trade unionists were gone.
Went away, which I think is how it works. Yeah. At least according to this Richard Boyd Barrett podcast I've been listening to. He's a left-wing guy. That wasn't even a good name. Kevin Myers, that's who I meant to say.
Yeah, he'd be better.
Have you got a dog?
There's a dog outside.
Well, let yours in, for the love of God.
Hey!
That was mean, and it wasn't even fair. And to be honest with you, I'd never have the balls to say it to her face. Joining us this week, as always, Gavin Carberry, James Belfast, and live from Radalicious Radfarnham, Jack J Money Toner.
It's good to be physically here, Manus.
You want to see how much nicer I am to him when he's in person and like could, like, you know, assault me at any moment. You know, when he's
now that he weighs more, could beat you up.
Now, we did learn a lot about what that means today. Me and Manus did go to the gym this afternoon.
We went to the gym this afternoon.
Okay.
I do weigh slightly more than Manus. And I now we both weigh a metric fuck all.
Not very much. Yeah, we're not big.
But I can in fact confirm that Manus remains significantly stronger than I am.
Put a number on it, baby.
I can bench about, what did I cap at it? Like maybe 60, 70?
60 or 70. You know what? People might be listening. Let's just lie both ways. So
yeah, like, I capped at it. I was able to bench 120, but Manus was able to bench 140.
Yeah. I think Jack maxed out at 60 plus whatever's on the bar. So
yeah,
80, and I went maybe 10 kgs more than that. Now I don't think either of us max lifted. I don't think either of us just went for like one of the most weight we could. I kind of have a rule never to
that's
do
that. That's beefy. Like, well, 80 and 90. That is huge.
Well, we're fucking beefcakes.
Yeah, you are beefcakes.
I'd like to know how much I can just lift if I just did one. I only got one. I made a big deal about how I was bringing two claws in, but then I only brought one.
So yeah, it's okay.
It's, well, I mean, it is what it is, but there's no point worrying about it now. But I've been terrified to do that. I've been terrified to do that since I dropped weights all over my face.
Yeah.
So,
and that was how many years ago?
I was still in DPD, and like it wasn't late on either. It's like 2015.
So maybe six years ago.
It was early DPD because I was still in Bend on Carlisle. I hadn't figured out that the ridiculous amount of fees I was paying to UCD entitled me to use their gym. So I was still paying Bend on money. And
he could use it.
And if you,
yeah, poor Ben.
I mean, those breakfast rolls aren't going to eat themselves, you know. Oh, funny Ben Dunn thing, and do remind me to come back to it. But they'll also, you can drop weights on your face, and they just don't care. They just let it happen. I was like, hello, will somebody please help me lift the weights off my face? I have them sort of under control, but like if more than a second passes, I will be dead because the weights will fall on my face. And no, nobody came. Like, eventually, a guy who I sort of knew was like,
which was really helpful. That little chuckle got the weights right up.
Yeah, I like, he didn't. There's a way out from under him, which I learned afterwards, but I didn't think to do it at the time. And it was also the only time I ever regretted putting those bits on the end, you know, the things that...
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can't just, like, tip it to one side, tip it to the other side.
Yeah, as it turns out, you actually can tip it to one side and kind of roll out, but I didn't know that until I dropped weights on my face. And you know, and Ben Dunn would just let it happen. And I went up to the guy at the desk, and I'm, like, gushing blood. There's a big gash, and I love a big gash as much as anyone else, you know. I think Ben Dunn does as well. Apparently, because he just lets you drop weights on your face. You know, he must have a big gash. I walked up to the desk, I was like, have you got a first aid box? And he's like, yeah, here.
you're getting what you're paying for with Ben Dunn gyms there.
I guess, and I came home on the bike like holding the only bit of gauze I could find in the fucking in the gym. I went up and I never wanted stitches more in my life, because like if you go to the VHI clinic and it's and you don't need stitches, it costs a lot of money. But because my mommy and daddy still pay my health insurance.
Like a good Irish 30-year-old.
if you get stitches, they it's covered. Yeah.
Nice.
So I was up there, and I was like, first of all, she was like, don't worry, you fucking need stitches. That's the least of your fucking problems. You've probably broken your orbital bone. We'll set you up for an X-ray, you know, and all that. And like, they obviously don't. They obviously see that injury in people who fight. They obviously see that in boxers, because your man is like when I went back to get the stitches out, he's like, "You still can't go back to sparring yet." I'm like, I don't do that. That's, I mean, good to know, I guess. But
like, no, Manus. He was a Centra shill. He's like, you can't go back to spar again. If you want these stitches to do a good job, no going to spar.
Yeah, you can't be going to a B-tier deli counter with this orbital.
I knew I needed stitches. I knew I needed them, and I knew it would cost me way less. So before I got there, I went in and... you know, I ratted on some people in the Garda station on the way, because apparently snitches get stitches. Ben Dunn gyms above his swimming pool, which he has now filled with cement because of the coronavirus. Not because he didn't want to pay for it anymore, and it wasn't. It's the new COVID-19 restrictions. You have to fill your swimming pool with cement. I don't have a picture of this, which I'm very regretful of, but I'm also not regretful because the fact is, you can't be taking pictures of people in the pool. So I didn't want it to look like I was doing that. But above it, in big writing, he has the slogan of Ben Dunn Gyms Carlisle, which was, excellence is not about doing one thing okay. It is about, or it's about doing everything superbly. Now, first of all,
that's not even the expression you're butchering.
And yous are smart guys, so you knew hearing that it was dumb and that he must have written it himself.
Yeah.
That's clear. It's a stupid phrase. But a second look at it would point out that in this ridiculous thing that he himself wrote and agreed to put up on his fucking swimming pool, there was a spelling mistake.
So he couldn't do that one thing even okay.
He had an apostrophe in the its. Oh no, he didn't. He didn't have an apostrophe. It should have had an "it is"
yeah
apostrophe, and it didn't. I'm like, motherfucker, I don't care if you're illiterate and fat and he's both. I care that somehow you're still rich despite your illiteracy. That kind of bothers me, but whatever. Yeah. I mean, I spent time learning to read and I'm not rich, you know.
Yeah.
But you go up and you're like, well, we do everything perfect here in Pendant Gyms. Where everything perfect is here, except, of course, the sign that says that.
And the fact that we filled our swimming pool with cement.
Fat cokehead.
Think how good you'll be at swimming once you can get through the cement.
I'm not... Well,
it's like, oh, yeah, we have a resistance pool.
Fill it with custard, Sam. I believe it's a non-Newtonian fluid.
It is a non-Newtonian fluid.
Yeah. So, you know, Ben Dunn, fat idiot. And it's okay to be a fat cocaine-addicted idiot. Or sorry, it's okay to be any two of those things. You just can't be all three.
Or being fat and into cocaine is a very unique combination of things because it implies that what you're doing the other 20 hours of the day is pure eating.
Stuff in your face.
When I was at my fattest, I was at my most into cocaine. I'm just going to put it that way. You have to be an addict and only be into cocaine. Look at Artie Lang, like most famous crackhead in the world. And like, look how fat he is. Mm. And no problem. Hey, get your freak fat flag flying. I mean, that's fine. I'm fine with it. But don't open a fucking set of gyms and then say it's about doing everything superbly and then have a spelling mistake on the sign. That's all I'm fucking saying. Ben Dunn. I mean, Karl Marx didn't draw a picture of him in the Communist Manifesto. Manifesto, as if Man United wrote it. He did have a picture of Ben Dunn when he was describing the capitalist, but I mean, it's only because he never met him.
Yeah. But yeah, he in like a cartoon where you're describing a capitalist and it's a big fat pig holding a wad of cash and snorting cocaine, you'd only have to change it a little.
A little bit. Ben Dunn. You literally put a caption in it and no one's going to be like, that bears no resemblance. I can't believe you. Can't believe you maligned Ben Dunn like that.
poor Ben.
Can't Ben Dunn bribe Charlie Hawley in peace? You vultures.
He's just greasing the wheels of industry.
He's greasing them. Lad, what's the beer? I mean, I listen to myself.
That's a good ass question.
What is the beer? We're drinking Claws, but...
It is a... Yeah. James, I'll let you introduce it.
So this is a collaboration between Northern Monk and Stig Beretz.
Stink briquettes.
Yeah. Stick briquettes.
Like they're making you use on your fire now because the Green Party got elected.
Yeah.
Get rid of Bord Damona. Next thing you know, stink briquettes.
And this is the Eternal Haze DDH double IPA.
8%. And double dry hops, which, as we all know, means nothing.
We know it means there's no hops.
And it's dust.
They have to get wet to go in the beer.
Because they have to get wet.
And didn't we talk to a brewer about this? I mean, I'm fairly sure Dave said that's what that means.
That it means there's no hops in it. And it's an empty can.
Yeah, he also said I was right about all that Kennedy stuff. You know, he said a lot of things. Brewers know.
It's weird that he signed a document on brewery-headed paper to that effect as well.
Oh, I think that was a brave move. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Haven't heard from Dave since.
Yeah, it's funny. Actually, no, but I did ring him and I got his, I mean, it was a voicemail I got, but it wasn't his, you know, voice on the other end of it. But no, they did assure me that everything is fine and it's grand.
Yeah, so yeah, the voicemail, I remember calling him as well. The voicemail said he went to one of those socialist hellholes like Venezuela.
He went to Sweden.
He was
known to have sympathies for something you don't like, and he's dead now, so it's fine. That was
that's the gist of it. Yeah, I've had a few sips of this while we've gone off on one, and there's plenty more to go off on. Oh. And I would say that I really enjoyed this. It is citrusy, zesty. It does have that kind of like the rind of a lemon or an orange, where there's that kind of bitterness, but it comes with a sort of fruitiness and a juiciness. I am really enjoying it. And yeah, it'd be in the kind of it's rock shandy-ish. You know, it's kind of lemon orange rather than kind of grapefruit.
flavors than I'm getting. I don't know whether it would mean it passes or fails, but can you see
it? You cannot, which means it either passes or fails the finger test. You can't. So,
yeah, very. Either it passes or fails very strongly.
Exactly.
Look how hazy that boy is.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Is that a non-Newtonian beer?
It feels like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny you say Rock Shandy-ish. I believe it sold out immediately, so I don't think we can get it. But didn't Rascals release a Rock Shandy beer?
I had some. Yeah, they released it. I think.
Go there.
I went to Inchicore.
That was the way to get it, was actually fucking go there for a pizza, which if we thought about it, we might have done.
And let me tell you something else. Oh, guys, we might actually talk about beer on this beer podcast. Ooh. Their pizza is delicious. The brewery is absolutely amazing. I don't know if I've been maybe twice, I think. One time I was going bouldering in the kind of place around the corner. Hmm. It's a great day. It's a great fucking day out.
Bouldering? Is that what they call it when you swim naked? Bouldering, because of your big testicles. Bouldering.
Oh yeah. It is what they call it when I swim naked.
Thank you for no selling my joke.
Does he have to stay here? Quick sidebar. Look, I'm all for giving shit to anybody who's not me. Yeah. Just let me tell you, honestly, having any of the heat off of me is great.
See, what we worry
is I do have to say though that maybe the joke was the problem.
See, no, okay, but he's funnier than I am. And I think the easiest way to deal with that is not by improving myself. I think the move is to just get rid of him.
Right? I can kick him from the meeting.
I mean,
I can kick him
off. No, we just won't let him back in the next.
I swear to God, okay, Jack, perfect. If you kick me from the meeting, I'll...
Perfect. Sorry that we did that to you, but we do not respect you or the listeners' time. So that is what happened.
You think you can get rid of me that easily? I'm back in the meeting. How did he do it?
I am the FAC. I didn't know he had that power. Did you ever see the Matrix? This is like the Matrix.
Yeah, I think he just clicked the link again.
He's like me.
I did just click the link again.
That leather jacket is floor length. We should have known that
he's the most emotionless man I've ever met.
I mean, go on.
The brewery at Inchicore. If you have a chance to go, absolutely do. Pizza's delicious. Do flights of beer. Great setup. Outdoor, indoor, whatever you want. The Rascals guys have like a stellar setup. And also, the club, the Rock Shandy one, which I think was it done in collaboration with Club?
I think it was. I hope for the sake of their lawyers that it was. Because
I think it was. And like, it was delicious. They had like a 777 IPA, which was, I think, about 7%, which was delicious.
In conjunction with the Mexican restaurant who does margaritas.
In conjunction with the Mexican restaurant that does margaritas. And we had a raspberry sour, which was really nice. They do flights. Great day out. Great day out.
And the flights are, unlike Ryanair, never delayed. Now, Rascals fit into a category of brewer who... I quite like their beer. In fact, some of their beers verge into excellent. I think Wunderbar is particularly nice. Yeah. I'm actually quite a fan of a pint of Big Hop Red on occasion.
Mm, yeah.
And often actually their core range is kind of Yankee White's not too bad. I'm not a huge white IPA guy, but
it's the best of a bad.
It's the best of those though. But frankly, even if they weren't, Rascals fit into a category of brewers, and you'll know if you ever listen to this program who's in this category, because they're people we talk about nicely, who are nice to me when I meet them at beer things. So I will lie and say, frankly, their beer is nice. But the truth is, if it wasn't, I would not tell you. I would lie and say that it was, because they're nice to me. Hopefully they're the same. Yellow Belly, I would fib. This is bad publicity for these guys, because all we're doing is telling them that everything we've ever said is a lie.
But like, everything we've ever said can't be trusted.
Oh, it doesn't mean it's false.
It doesn't mean you can never know.
I would actually say that nothing I have said about any of those breweries has ever been false, but you honestly can't trust it.
Yeah. Exactly. So, like, I agree completely. I've never lied because I forget who's nice to me. So
that's a very handsome that's a very handsome point, Jack.
Everyone is equally nice to me. They're all like super kind. It's weird.
Do we have an agenda?
James, did you what did you say about the beer?
I pretty much agree most of what you said. Although I say I do get a bit more sort of grapefruit. It's kind of that citrusy bitterness. Mm. And that is the overwhelming taste is bitterness, but in a sort of pleasant way, and it's quite refreshing and does seem to be sort of balanced well, mixed together quite nicely. So yeah, first impressions are positive.
Nice. I don't think this is a topic for the agenda necessarily, but I do want to point out that Leo Varadkar was photographed at an English music festival recently.
Yes, he was.
And I respect the shit out of him now. I'm
didn't think that's where you were going, man.
No! Who that doesn't like him already likes him more, and who that hated him before has it changed their fucking mind?
It's a real
fucking festival.
It's a big, like, he's amping up his heat in both directions. Yeah. Like, because
But you can't vote against him more than once.
Because you can't vote against him more than once.
You can't vote against him at all. That's not true. I've very effectively used my vote to write on the ballot. I choose to vote for it.
Minus one Leo Varadkar. Yeah, and it counts.
I've been told it counts by actually, you know, it was Leo.
It was Leo Varadkar said it.
Now, a friend of mine had a theory. Okay, I'm gonna throw it out there and I'm gonna paraphrase in a big way. That Leo Varadkar from a very young age was like, I wanna be a politician, like, and was a big nerd in college and in his early 20s and whatever, and then
Fionn used to bully him. I actually know this for a fact. In King's Hospital, Fionn was the bully, because of course
Who's laughing now after he's been excommunicated from Fine Gael, who
he loves Fine Gael. They just won't have him.
That's what happened.
He finally turned 35 and he had to leave young Fine Gael. You know that political youth group that you have to leave when you're 35.
he was a big nerd in college. He was a big nerd in his early 20s. He achieved a huge amount politically, and then like got everything he ever wanted and became Taoiseach, and then decided, wait a minute, this isn't the life I wanted. What I really want is to be a big legend and to go out all the time.
Yeah.
And just like live my best gay life, traveling around Europe, doing whatever I want. But he's stuck. He's stuck being Taoiseach or Taoiseach. He's stuck at the like height of his belief. Not arse getting back into medicine. And he's like, fuck, what do I do? So he's just like kicking back time, like Teflon Leo, like getting into numerous scandals until he can get a sweet lobbying gig, which allows him to travel all over the world.
That's the move.
Yeah.
Fast car, big house, bigger bag, bang twinks.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Is he living the 2021 dream? That's the 2021 dream. And anyone who says it isn't is lying to you.
Yeah. Now,
Jack and I did talk about this, and I was talking with my correspondent from the gay community very recently. I won't name him because he works with me and he'd probably hate to be called my friend.
He'd hate to be outed on this podcast as affiliated with Mahamas.
Yeah, I mean, he's
it's 2021. It's much more socially acceptable to be gay than to know Mahamas.
He's just way much so. I agree. If someone sees you hanging out with me, the move is to blow me like there, so that's the photo.
Chatting with you, conversing with you, toxic.
But his point was that he's a proud now twink, like a proper twink that you think of when you think of like a spends 23 hours a day on a Stairmaster. Beautiful man, no doubt about it. And he's like, Grindr's a shit show for twinks at the moment. I'm like, what? It's like everyone wants twunks. And I didn't know that was going to be the case 10 years ago.
Twink hunks?
Yeah, twink hunks. Yeah. They want a bit of muscle on their twinks.
Twunks have become a real thing, yeah.
Ah, that's the first time I've heard that phrase.
And like, because in my mind, I was like, you're fucking living, like, you got to be pulling strange, pal. You know, that's how I said it. And I had to go for a little while to a course, you know, to teach me how to not say that.
That's interesting. And also, like, such a, like, narrowly defined kind of physical type. I mean, at what point are you a twunk? And at what point are you a twig? Like, is there a certain weight class? Like, I know it's just like you feel it out or whatever. Well, obviously, but like, guy, it seems like you're really fucking.
This guy is obviously a long-time champion in the cruiser twink division, and.
It's like, you know what? It's like,
sorry. Cruiser twink is something else. I'm thinking about feather twink. Cruiser twink is more mobile.
Everything means something. It's like, you know, no, it's like honey in that it's often in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, Jesus. Man, that's... Never miss an opportunity.
I'm available for corporate gigs. I don't have to bring up Kennedy. Or mush nutting. I will talk about bees.
Oh, you mean fly honeys?
Yeah, that's it. I've never found a venue to make that joke work, but that's very funny and I came up with it.
You will go down a storm at the beekeepers convention.
Corporate stand-up madness is going to be a thing to behold.
Yeah.
A thing to behold. Hey, Lanky, where are you going to fucking be? You going to be my guy? Or like what? you're gonna just book me on my own? They fucking are.
We need some sort of stooge with you.
Yeah. Happy these two mouthy bastards. They just talk back. Too much talk back.
Lot of this. I'm making a hand talking motion.
I think we should release these videos. I think people would appreciate how good we look now. Not these two. I mean, they don't look.
If right you can't tell, I'm flexing.
I cannot.
You can't.
No. Matt, okay, Gav, we're going to get you a 4K webcam.
I don't think you would benefit from being any more muscular. I think you are already maxing out your vibe. I think you look perfect for who you are and what you are. I think, you know.
You wouldn't make sense.
Thank you, Manus. I agree. With you, and I concur that it is the same for you. Manus, you're living your best life. Jack, you used to look better, but you're getting there. James, you're living your best life.
202 days sober, by the way, which I haven't done since I was 15.
That is fucking incredible, man.
Not all in a row.
Yeah. But
this year, this calendar year, 202 days.
That's deadly.
That's a serious number worthy of admiration in both the acknowledgement that that's a thing worth doing and the structure by which you're pushing. Because what you did is you found a thing that worked for you. And I'm going
to
apply.
You want to see my spreadsheet? I'll show it to Jack.
Oh, great. It's a thing that I often feel like people are like the best exercise is the one that you do. And it's like the best sobriety program is the one that works for you.
It's funny. Why, while I accept that Alcoholics Anonymous is exactly the thing for people who need it, a really irritating trend among people who do it to where like it's the only way.
And
the Now I may down the line future for me, particularly if I have kids, is probably sober.
Cold turkey. That
probably is the move. But the fact is that were I asked to do that at the time that I did this, I wouldn't have.
I think even the saying of that is such a huge mental shift. It shows that what you've done so far is totally working.
Here's my little spreadsheet. It's spreadsheet's very grandiose for what this is. Here's my cumulative days in 2021. Here's my streak, which is actually now at zero because we've had White Claws. Here's my rolling percentage.
It's straight up. There's a count of the days so far this year, this current streak, and then the percentage of days so far as a total of days surpassed this year, and you're 80% sober.
And then
right
that
80%.
81.78. Don't
Jesus. Don't yeah.
And that 55.34%, that's if I drank every day from now till the end of the year, that's the percentage I'd be at. And the great thing about that number and the cumulative number is they never go down. So it is never not worth it to do another day.
That's awesome.
The streak thing. And here's my streaks from this year.
There's a 40. There's a 44. There's a 39.
44, 44 is Lent. 39 is Dry January Plus. 31 is Dry July. 21 is the last 3 weeks. 21, I did 3 weeks in May. 16. Anything over seven goes in the streak.
Note something here as the year has progressed. Yeah. The streaks are getting shorter.
No, they're not. This is in order. This is in order of how.
Okay. This is not chronological.
So
this
like that's
okay.
July. 31 is July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that 21 is most of August.
Yeah, man.
It doesn't matter where you put the streaks, you know?
No, it fucking doesn't. That like bacon. That 70 is that 70 is October and November from last year, plus 9 days in December.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
So, like, look, this is the most boring thing in the world for anyone who's listening to it, but I have approached this like an absolute person who is on the spectrum.
Which... You've approached this like a baseball fan.
Well, I am.
Yeah, that's it. You've moneyballed it.
You've moneyballed society.
You've got your sabermetrics.
Yeah. And, like, I'm always very careful because I don't want to do a lap of honor around this because this is an ongoing...
Yeah, of course.
Thing. You can take momentary check-ins to acknowledge.
I think it's important to acknowledge if you were ever, and a lot of people know me, I'm known. Very popular. I'm very well liked.
He's a popular guy. Because if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Can I get an amen?
Amen,
amen, brother. And let me tell you, is that a RuPaul quote?
That's the end of every single RuPaul episode.
That is, I've watched a bunch. I clearly just don't watch all of the episodes.
Yeah. After the lip sync's over, just, I don't care who wins.
Yeah. He's like, well, both of them lip synced very well, and I'll find out who didn't win next week.
I clearly always turn it off after I've masturbated. So,
about two minutes in.
Yeah. You don't get past the mini challenge.
My friend who...
Unless, of course, you don't get your dick, in which case you complete the mini challenge.
My friend who was way into porn. Like, he was into porn. Like, one of these guys who, like keeps up with the... Like, the way we're into wrestling in the way that Jack does it and I just follow it, you know, like,
yeah.
Wrestling, yeah. Man is as to wrestling as he is to porn.
It's weird how much smarter I am about the business than Jack, though. That's the fucked up thing, given how good he is at actually wrestling. Like, I mean, he's a fucking idiot, though. I mean, so what are you gonna do? You
know, and wood through the trees, you know.
But guys, I'm gonna just throw this out there, and we don't need to talk about it, but I feel like I'm about 10% of the way towards convincing Manus to start a beginner's program, which is starting later this.
That's month. Very cool, but I wasn't finished speaking, and you talked about me.
Sorry.
So that's down to 9%.
You know who wouldn't have fucking done that? You know who wouldn't have fucking done that? My guy. James wouldn't have fucking done that. That's why he's my guy.
Yeah, I know.
But train of thought, man. These are good.
Guys, super into porn.
Yeah, my friend is super into porn. He's the same guy who reviewed the Colin Farrell sex tape, but it wasn't the Colin Farrell sex tape. He accidentally just watched a man riding another man up the arse for like 30 minutes because he thought it was the Colin Farrell sex tape. And his quote was, I don't want to name him. I mean, I do want, but I want
to. Please don't. No. Please don't. For his sake and ours.
It wouldn't be fair. And he's watching it and he's like, well, my thought process was, there's a guy riding clearly a girl, you know, fit arse, nice back. Give it to her good. Guy looks like Colin Farrell. Pulls out, it's a guy riding another guy in an oil drum. You win some, you lose some.
You win some.
But he would watch, he out of respect for the performers would watch the full movie.
Jesus Christ.
And then go to the bathroom and masturbate. That's what
to the memories.
That was his move. That was what he did. I don't want to kink shame a guy. That was what he did.
I don't want to kink shame a guy either.
I mean, I do want
to. So I won't say what I'm thinking.
I mean, I do. Sorry. I, unlike you, do want to. I think personally that.
And that's weird. I feel like that's weird. I feel like that's, you know what it is?
I get, you know what? No, I do get it. I get it if you have to, because forever I couldn't watch porn because there was one computer in the house and it was in the kitchen. You just can't watch porn. When I was, you just can't. You can't.
Oh, but the thrill of the risk.
There it is.
You can't wank in your kitchen.
You can.
As someone who did, yes, you can.
I'll wank in your kitchen. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'm not going to wank in my own kitchen. That's what
we all have the family computer.
You pee in the shower as well, I bet. You can see we have different.
Everyone.
Yeah. I peed in the shower this morning.
We have different.
I don't think I've ever not peed in the shower.
I think I might just have a shit shower where it like doesn't.
You shit in the shower?
Oh yeah. I waffle stomp like a gentleman. Frankly, if you shit in the shower, it doesn't smell any worse than if you shat in the toilet.
It
first,
does because it's surrounded by hot air, which amplifies the smell.
Oh, so you know, do you?
No.
Shower when you shit. Oh, fucking shit's in the shower, guys. This fucking loser who stepped all over my bits. James wouldn't do that because he's my guy. He's my guy. He just sits there like Andy Richter, which I appreciate.
and just stand in the shower waiting for Manus to.
It's good. And I'm proud of him. He's a great guy.
Fully clothed, trying to stay dry, waiting for shit to go
down. Sometimes when I walk in on him, he is seated in the shower. He has kind of, and it is very funny to see him kind of crouched over naked with his knees up to his ears. It is funny because of. You're a very handsome man, James, and from far away, it's not obvious how ridiculous you look, but you are are proportioned oddly. You are! I mean, what am I going to do? I'd love to be your height. I'd love it. I wouldn't love it overnight like it happened to you. That's crap. James had to hire an international cricketer to coach him to, like, be good at cricket again, because, like, he, like, went to bed one night, like, a normal height, and then woke up, like, I can't do anything anymore.
It's hilarious. I had a similar experience to you, James, in that I just, like, grew almost overnight, not to the same extent that you did, but, like, for years, just wildly uncoordinated. And then it's only like in the last kind of maybe 3 years that I've been able to like catch a ball.
Claw, yes. Lads, you want a claw? We got anyone a claw?
Yeah, give me a claw. Yeah.
Let's do a quick claw run.
Okay, I'll do a quick claw run. So I talk amongst yourselves. No one will be listening to this part because I'm not in it.
Yeah, man is going to obviously edit this part out.
He's going to edit this part out.
While Manus is gone, let's say all the things that he wouldn't say about his porn-loving friend.
God, that's weird.
It's weird, right?
It's weird.
I mean, because you know what the weird part is? It's him choosing not to masturbate while watching it.
Like, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's being,
like, if you're...
I'd like to go to the cherry because I've been hogging the cherry.
It's all good.
I'm trying to think of another thing that it's as kind of disconcerting to be really into.
If someone's really... No. So what I do is I go to rugby games and I love them a lot. And what I do is I'll watch the game, and then once the game is over, I'll go into the bathroom and cheer a bunch for the team that I like.
But he's asking for something that would be weird. He's not asking for like normal behavior.
Yeah, it's just me in the jacks of the RDS, like.
I got in trouble at the gym today for kicking the punching bag.
Did you? What? Yeah.
I got in trouble.
Turns out they're different things.
They're different. Well, I mean, I should have known that. And a little part of me did, but another part of me knows that, like, the bag that you're allowed to kick is, for good reason, much heavier than the punching bag. And I didn't want to.
Well, look, at least you didn't punch the kicking bag, because that would have been over the line.
Yeah, quite a bit. Your mom was really sound about it, actually, when he did catch me. Now, admittedly.
They're a nice crew.
Well, I guess if you're kicking things, the guy's kind of
yeah, this guy has kicked before, he might kick again.
Oh no, I saw Manus kick, he looked like an absolute amateur.
Gag asked me,
he's like a nervous horse, you just need to gently place your hand on him so Manus knows you're there.
He's like, what level are you at? He's like, could you still kick ahead? I was like, I could barely kick ahead when I was training every day. I certainly cannot get that high now. It makes a very satisfying noise, the big kicking bag, which is fun. But I was also nearly puking after like 30 seconds. It is very hard to do. And I'm in.
Wait, how many times did you kick us?
6 or 7, like not much. It like you would be so surprised how tiring an exercise either punching or kicking is. It is.
Yeah.
You see it in like when they do like celebrity boxing and stuff, and the guy, like, even just from holding the gloves up, the guys are dead.
There's a reason those are 1 minute rounds or 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also kicking, I assume, like, you're using the biggest muscles in your body, like the muscles
I wasn't punching him with the guns. There's a legit quote from someone in Trinity who none of you know. So I'll just call him Dave. His name isn't Dave. His name's Richard. But core strength? Bullshit. What do you care about the core strength? What you care about is how hard, strong an arm is when it's punching you. Real quote.
Unprompted as well, which was weird.
I did not mention anything. We were not friends. We still aren't.
Weird way to...
It was just waiting to go into a lecture hall.
I mean, funny, you've met those guys at bus stops, but it's not odd to see them at bus stops.
Yeah.
Outside that big theater that all the fucking Wall Street wankers went to. You went there, both of you. Wall Street wankers.
Yeah, I went there all the time.
Burke, that was the name of the theater.
Yeah, Burke.
You were not welcome there, though. You were a stats guy. You could have.
You were a nerd. You were.
You could have told them the financial crisis was going to happen, and they did not want to hear that.
No, we were out whining and dining those clients while you the quad the nerd in the background.
Yeah, and I'm there handing out business cards to people leaving. He's like, when you have a bunch of money and don't know what to do with it in 5 years, you're going to need a quant.
You know what, though? You get no credit for being right after the fact. You really don't.
Unless you bet on it at the time, in which case you're Michael Burry.
You get financial credit.
$1 billion.
Yeah, and you have a glass eye, so it doesn't matter what.
If you, like, you know, tell people you're going to bet on it and then don't, but then you can, like, talk about that for ages.
Eddie Hobbs approach.
That is
the Eddie Hobbs approach.
I thought he was roasting. I thought he was roasting me, dude.
That was on me. which I often mistake Burns on me as Burns for Eddie Hobbs.
You are very similar. Spend it while you got it.
Handsome mistake to make, Jack. Handsome mistake to make. And solid burn, James. It's not what I'm looking for in a guy. I'm kind of looking for like a blank slate, you know. But yeah, you're allowed one mistake. And have we been friends for 10 years?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Like it was such a fucking burden for you. Hang on to my fucking bright shooting star of a life. That must have sucked.
Manus, we've been friends for 11. Yeah, I was the last person you met.
Genuinely must have sucked for you, though.
I sometimes wonder where I'd be if I'd attached myself to different people.
Way better, because I looked like I was going somewhere when you met. And it really seemed like this guy has got his shit together, but he didn't at all.
No, we're not talking about Dean.
That's mean and true. You should listen to that. Those are the things you shouldn't say. Don't rib on the square. Come on.
Okay.
You know ribbing on the square? It's a wrestling gimmick term, I think. Do you know what? I don't even know. Jack works in wrestling and he doesn't know it, so it probably isn't. But ribbing on the square is like, you've got a guy who people like already think has like a shit physique or whatever, you know, you don't in your promo point that out. You don't rib on the square.
You don't punch down.
No, punching down is a very effective.
Kane punched down pretty much every match. The Undertaker too, like constantly punching down.
No, like it's not that you don't punch down. It's like you don't harp on something that's going to make your match draw less money. You know,
it's also a rule that has really hampered my fighting career.
It's true. But James, there's no rule about kicking up. Always kick up.
If I was as tall as you, I literally would probably still be competing in Taekwondo, because I would never have lost. It would just never have
You'd
happened.
Be the Stefan Struve of
I
Irish.
Wouldn't know what it felt like kicked in the face. I'd be like, cool, I'll keep doing this forever because it's easy.
But like, are there weight divisions in Taekwondo? No?
Yeah, there are. And in fact, the only tournament I ever won, I won by gimmicking the weight division, basically. It was like, I observed, because they weigh you in on the day.
They don't care how many McNuggets you have after the weigh-in. Fistful after fistful of chicken McNuggets.
I went the other way, and at the ITF Open in 2003, I was like, it really sucks getting kicked in the face all the time and not winning. So I looked, there was like two weight categories. It was like we were like 15, so it was like
big and little.
It was like over 60 kgs and under. It was something like that. And like, I was like, I just observed.
I could still almost compete at the under.
I observed the people. It might have been 70. I can't remember what the kg was.
Yeah.
I observed the guys who were in that, and there was like 8 of them. And they were all fat lads. And I was just like, can I just fucking... I was close. Like, I was right on the... But I could make it under. And you always would try to make sure you were under so you don't get put in the heavyweight class. I was like, you can't win by knockout anyway. This is point. Why don't I just wear all, like, my hoodies and stuff? Why don't I just wear everything and fucking go on the scales? And then they'll put me in the fat guy category and I'll probably win. And I did. This is the first time I've admitted to this in real life. One and only sports achievement. I can show you the trophy. I still fucking have it. Because you better, when you win a trophy for kicking fat lads in the face, that stays on the shelf forever. Stays on the shelf forever, and I still have it.
Nothing has ever surprised me less than the fact that you were like, you know what? I got this trophy for kicking fat lads in the face.
So I did that.
That's my favorite thing.
So it meant, like, first of all, there's only like 8 guys. So it was like, what 8? It's like 3 fights or something. It's like not not a lot. And
it's,
then,
it's a bracket system.
Yeah, it's brackets. So like you don't even have to beat the best guy if he loses to like someone else. And like, again, it hurt a lot. I hated doing it because they kick and punch very hard because they're much heavier than me. But there's no points for that. So like, you know, trophy time for Manus.
Yeah.
That's what I got. That's what I'm
very about. Nice. Very fucking nice.
My only victory was by lying about how heavy I was.
Gav, do you have any kind of like sporting trophies?
Absolutely not.
That's a good joke, Dad. That was really
like, that was a good joke. That was a good joke, but like, where's the punchline? No, other than my humiliation.
I was, it's one of those.
That wasn't like, fair on you, Gavin. That wasn't fair on you.
Yeah, I agree. What I was trying you to know do. What? I'm going to kick Jack out of the meeting.
Oh, that's possible?
No. Hey, Gav, I swear to God, I swear to you.
This is no fun for anyone, by the way. I mean, for us.
Right? I mean, it is for us.
Oh, yeah, but, we're enjoying
it. No, obviously I have no sporting achievements. I think, like, James is likely to have a sporting achievement and you're likely to have a theatre achievement or, as it's known, a wrestling belt.
Well, I won exactly
he
one sporting
achievement. He deserved that. Well done. You deserved it. You deserved it. Well done,
I'm mostly
Gavin.
Curious because, like, it's kind of a thing that, like, because I did win, like, I won, like, a player of the year when I was in, like, fifth class because I was basically the only person who was willing to put their head where most people wouldn't put their boot. And then they realized that actually it turns out that somebody who's all of 5'5" probably shouldn't be playing rugby. So, like, my legitimate sporting career peaked when I was about 12 years old. And I feel like there's arcs for folks. And
I got a, in second year of school, I got most improved for life saving, right? And I got
that second kid didn't die.
Oh, no, he did die, but the attempt was an improvement. The last one, which I think is important. It's important to reward.
Oh, it's important, but he did die. He did definitely
die.
He's
dead, yeah.
He's dead. I mean, they're both dead. Yeah.
Were they saved by a more competent saver of lives? That child would be alive. That would be a family story that would not be littered with tragedy, but it is littered with tragedy because it was important to give Gavin a participation trophy. It was important that he get that trophy for participating in trying. Next time you'll get him, kid.
Next time. Yeah. You know, after 3 or 4 attempts, they stopped me getting in the pool. But listen, I still have that trophy.
They cannot take that. And they
cannot. They tried and they cannot.
And we have. And you know who defended him? You know who defended him when he went to court over that?
Johnny Cochran.
No. Johnny Cochran's not. Michelle De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Who only became Michelle De Bruyne in our great consciousness when it became obvious that she was a cheater and we gave her a We would not acknowledge her husband's name at all when it seemed like it was on the level. But as soon as, no sooner did she piss whiskey than they were like, okay, well, you can be a filthy foreigner now because here at RTE, we've got one move. That is it.
That's it. We played our move.
We played it.
And we've won.
Are you a stranger? One. Is it on the end of a key? And are we in the jacks? Because if that's true, I will take it.
I will trust whoever you are.
I don't care what it might. It could be ricin.
It could also.
Manus is the easiest person in the world to poison.
Telling you. It could just be a good time on the end of a key.
Yeah. You should never work for a government. Oh, wait.
What? I mean, I am.
Oh, wait. Come on.
I'm on record as being anti-vax. I'm on record. I just want to clear that up. I am against, you know, federally approved medicine, you know, that's gone through safety testing and that will save you from a deadly pandemic. I'm on record as being against that.
Unless absolutely necessary.
Unless. Oh, no, I'm against
it. Unless someone else is doing on the edge of an AIB debit card. While taking a piss in a lock-in in the fucking...
If it is white-ish, if it is sort of powder, no problem. I'm against vaccines, though. I do want to say that I'm against them. They're bad.
That's how we get the
except for the one exception I will make for being against vaccines is I am in favor of them if it involves my health. Then I will take it.
Okay. I know that we've basically not finished a single point since the start of the episode, and we're broadly speaking an hour in. But do you think that there's a strong overlap between like drug takers and anti-vaxxers?
Yeah, big time.
If there was to be a real government conspiracy,
right here,
it would be to subtly include vaccine stuff in recreational drugs.
I don't think the government's powerful enough to do it. I think it is an absolutely excellent idea. And Richard Thaler, like, nudging vaccines into, like, all of the coke and ketamine that people are taking despite being anti-vaccine would be an ingenious idea. I think there is a massive overlap between the people who are massively into drugs and massively against vaccines.
Like, I wasn't wild about the after effects of the vaccine. It sucked a dick. It wasn't any fun. But it was very easy to spot the hypocrisy in my caring about that when I was like, well, man, do you remember the last time you went out? Oh, after this vaccine, I'm so tired. I can barely go and do ket off a randomer's dick. Do you remember how sick the last time you took pills? Do you remember how sick you were and you still did it again? You know, I mean.
That's why you should have always get, that's why trust the second dose. Always do it again.
Wait, that's what I'd like to say.
About and I'm getting vaccinated before EP, you know?
I like to say about Hondas. Once you buy a Honda, you buy two Hondas. No context. You're not fucking getting any. You don't deserve it.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what does that, is that a good thing?
We had a private
joke. You know what?
We had a private joke earlier.
And we can explain it.
Oh, but we won't.
We won't.
If you're explaining, you're losing. And though you do look like a pair of losers, we're not losers.
But we'd be the one who were we'd be the losers.
And we're not losers.
Clear point, well made. Sorry, can I just briefly pause at what must start to become the end of the episode? Say, Manus, I really appreciate that you've started calling a lot of what I do just handsome variants on those things.
Because you're beside me, so I'm being nicer to you than I would be if you're far away.
Just wait till next week, Jack.
Yeah, I really thought that
I'm a coward.
I really just thought the haircut was working. Which based on some very drunken advice from Gav Carberry would lead me to believe that was about 30% of what was wrong.
I made this point before when we were
I am so sorry, we got absolutely wrecked and I just slam jammed your whole situation.
No, it's very funny. And brief summary on that, so Gav gave me some aesthetic advice as a recently single man. Which was advice from the unit of Gav and Mrs. Gav.
I'll tell you what, she would not appreciate that.
Mrs. Gav, sorry, from Joyce.
No, being involved in this whole situation.
That is understandable, but I do think she can sit and swivel.
But the funny part was, it was about the 10th time in about 3 weeks I've gotten that exact same feedback.
Really? What? Yeah. I was late to the party.
I had already booked in the haircut, and then I had made my Bumble profile a quote of just a haircut and new glasses away from being the most eligible bachelor in Dublin. Later that day, I had someone reach out who I'm seeing this weekend.
Fucking yes. Don't argue with the results, baby.
Exactly.
He's
so
mutilating Gavin. The dating scene in Ireland. It is a fucking wasteland. It's like Ypres.
We invented whole new guns to
they
lay
invented
waste.
New guns, everyone's dead, and they'll do it again next week. That is what Jack has been doing to the dating scene. Funny enough, you bring up the war in 2008. It was my first year in Trinity, and there was
you brought up the war.
Big pro- This is why he's my guy. This is why you want shit. This is why you want shit. This is why he's my guy. Funny you bring up the war, James, and a very handsome point that you made as well. I missed that. My first year in Trinity, somebody came up to me with a petition. There was two. One of them was a best petition giving out about something. And I signed it because, like, those guys know what they're talking about. I didn't have to read it.
Yeah. The other one. And economics?
The other one. And social studies. Because that's what you need to do to throw a defunct art right into the top tier is put social studies in there. It fucking hardens up that science like a hard Viagra dick. And by the way, the vaccine will give you a hard Viagra dick.
Only J-Vax will give you a hard Viagra
Interesting dick. That's the one that won't. That's the one that won't. It's the one that will not. I have a flop on and I'm blaming the vaccine and not the quality of sex you've been having with me, Jack. And there's been a lot.
Oh, I took the J-Vax, you took Pfizer. Sorry.
That was the problem. That was the problem. You took the East Coast Values Vax. Let's be honest about what you took. And there was a... I was pausing for a laugh. I thought there would be one.
I was waiting for your point. The point has been coming for so long.
There was another punch. There was another punchline. There was another petition about like the US withdrawing from either Iraq or Afghanistan. They may have been out of Iraq at that point. I'm not sure about the Afghanistan situation. I mean, are they still there? I don't know. It's not been in the news, so I don't know. I had to sit down with this person. It wasn't really a sit down. I mean, and I didn't really want to talk. So I did sort of have to kind of grab them, you know, because they wanted to go away. Once I said I wasn't signing it, they were like, that's fine, I'm going away. I didn't let them. I needed to explain it to them. So I am not a pacifist. I am a coward. I am pro-war. I just don't want to fight in it. So like if I'm drafted, then yeah, I'll sign your little petition. But as it is, let's go over there. Spread our Western values. Let's put up a mission accomplished flag. Let's remember how good of a president George W. Bush was. I think people forget that. You know, and how wonderful Trump was. It's often forgotten how good George W. Bush did. It's easy to overshadow with the quality of presidency that Donald Trump had. It's easy to be like, you know, George W. Bush did a lot of stuff. It was good that he didn't have a brain in his head at all and let Halliburton basically dictate foreign policy.
Yeah.
People don't remember that, but they should.
Yeah. Have you finished? Because I have just one question.
Okay, go ahead.
Only if you finished.
This is something James would just have known, but I'm glad that you asked. No, it's good. No,
I'd rather over communicate.
I'm not finished at all, but yeah, I mean, it is time.
Yeah, it's how's the beer?
Whoa.
You're really not speaking for the listener here because they're dying to hear the next thing I'm going to say. They're dying for it.
No. The people in Afghanistan are dying for it.
They're not anymore because America have left now and everything's fine. I listened to the Joe Biden press conference even if you didn't.
The beer's good.
Yeah.
The beer's good. I'm going to review anything that's like, I've been so long off the train of like getting the beers and drinking the beers and having those really high percentage beers that James insists on buying. Yeah. I mean, I know, James, I said I would buy the beers. I said I would pick out the beers and maybe I would have picked smaller ones, but I didn't. Okay, I didn't. But did you have to buy 8% and 15% or whatever? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. And I don't regret it.
My guy. This is what my guy would do. He's right.
So I'm not used
remind
to
me, what percent is this one?
Which what?
What? Remind me real quick, what percent is this? And what
8%.
Is
this? This is 8%. So
nothing,
like,
I'm really, in the grand scheme of things.
In the grand scheme, compared to next week, nothing.
What's next week?
That's the 15%er. That's like a wine. It's like having like two-thirds of a bottle of wine.
Wine.
It's a pint of wine.
That's like
it's a pint of wine.
Is this a fucking sherry or something?
Yeah. I can't wait to say either they hide the booze or holy shit, this is whiskey. But listen, I'm just getting used to it. I'm having a great time. I'm laughing with my boys. Review the experience. The beer also very delicious, I would say. I would get this beer again, given it's a collaboration, it's probably not going to be around for that long. I would say get it 9.
Oh, wow. Okay, James.
No, we don't have time. No, I'm joking.
You're
right. That's like how we have loads of time.
I've narrowed it down
to something I shouldn't have narrowed you down to. You're a lovely guy.
Yeah, I enjoyed this. Like, it is sort of well put together. I feel like it is just like bitterness. There's not that much else going on in the flavor, so that I guess is a bit of a negative for me. It's maybe not the most interesting, and I don't feel like you could have, I mean, even getting towards the end of one of these started to feel a bit much. Just
you think a 330, you think a 330 is the move for this one if they were going again with another canning run?
Yeah, that might be it, because I mean, it's not even like the alcohol, because it's like not as strong as some of the ones we have, but just there's a lot of bitterness in here, and it's nice at first, but by the end, it's not.
Like a good marriage.
I think overall, still a very good beer. And I'm going to go 7-5.
7-5.
Starts
okay.
stronger than that and then drops off.
And then drops down, in your opinion. That's a total score of 16.5 and a final counted score of 8.25, which, like, strong. Not bad. James, I agree with a lot of your points. However, I'm a subjective man and I subjectively reviewed the experience we had.
You know yeah. what I mean?
And I subjectively agree with Gav. It's a 10.
Yeah, we've been drinking White Claws. And let me just say, because, I mean, this episode isn't long enough.
We haven't given enough quantity.
It is a good thing that they write on the can that there's booze in these. Because, I mean, am I wrong? It's not obvious when you taste it, right?
No, it's like nothing. It's genuinely like drinking nothing. And
they're not that strong. It's not like when you fucking accidentally slam 5 World's Ends, which, you know, we've all done by accident on occasion.
Oh, yeah. You
know, like, they're only like 4.5, but you literally would drink it for thirst. You would think it was flavored water. It's insane. It's a fucking marvel of achievement.
Yeah.
And we're the guys. We're the market for it. We're the guys who go to the gym at 1 o'clock in the afternoon when we're supposed to be in work. That's us.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, HR, it is Sunday. We record on Sundays, which means that's God's day.
We record on Sundays, and a lot of people will have heard Monday before.
They'll have heard like, that. Yeah,
they'll have heard it's, that. That's a typo. That is a mental typo.
Yeah, yeah. So me and Manus are gonna obviously finish watching the replay of the AEW pay-per-view, which hasn't happened for another 8 hours.
You guys are fucking idiots, by the way, because I'm getting a fucking lesson. I'm getting to watch this program with a professional wrestler, and he's able to point out stuff that I don't know. And there's only like 5 things in the world I don't know, so this is like really
by the end of the night, that's gonna be 3.
Yeah,
we are and those 3 things are how to run a political system, how to please a woman, and how to end a podcast. Guys, there's only one thing to choose to
to be in my guy,
to be in Madison's guy.
For the Patreon subscribers, for the top tier Patreon homies, we will obviously, the Patreon episode will be happening now, so if you want to switch on over to Patreon, that's where we'll be. So that's top tier, so that's like 300 quid a month, I think, which we decided was a fair number.
Fair. Yeah, more than fair. If anything, kind of generous.
And cut! Good enough. Splice in some reaction shots of me and shove it on the air.